The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, January the 8th, 2013. We've got two guests today. Actually, we've got three guests, but two topics. Let's start, first of all, with Nick Foster, Voluntary Action Center. Pleasure to have you here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And congratulations on the great work that Voluntary Action Center did for Christmas.
Oh, thanks.
Just outstanding. How many families did you have?
1,150, thereabouts.
1,150, and right. You managed to get every one of them adopted by the community.
Right. A lot of people have been asking me because we were up sort of to the last minute getting everyone sponsored. But it did happen, and you know, we were very confident it would happen, and it did.
You know, it really is a magical feeling when you walk into that church when you're delivering the packages for the people. It's overflowing with
literally,
gifts.
Yeah, it is.
That are going out to folks in the community who would not really be receiving anything if it were not for the good folks in Central Missouri.
Right. And we've been going through the process of reading all the thank you notes, and those are going out to sponsors now. And it's really heartwarming to read the difference that it makes for a lot of families. For a lot of them, absolutely nothing would happen for Christmas if it weren't for this program.
Mm-hmm. And when you look over the list of what people are asking for, they are not frivolous things whatsoever. So many people ask for either pots and pans or laundry detergent or sheets or a coat for my child.
Right.
These are things that so many of us take for granted, but they really are a necessity.
Well, we do, and it's funny because sponsors will call us and they'll sort of complain. They'll say, you know, all these children want is shoes and a coat and you know, that kind of thing. And we ask the families for a wish list. What do you want for Christmas? What would your child like? So very often in a situation like that, a sponsor will do what the families ask for, but then they'll go beyond and they'll buy a toy or two anyway because they feel like a child needs a toy at Christmas.
What have you got coming up for 2013?
Right, well, we've got a fundraiser coming up very soon, February the 8th, Trivia Night, a major fundraiser for us, sponsored by Veterans United Home Loans. You can check our website or call us about more information from that. And then Homes for Computers begins. We're in the process right now, as a matter of fact, of accepting applications for computers. We work with the City of Columbia. They exchange some of their computers every year. We take the ones that they're getting rid of, and they get cleaned up and all fixed up. And then families who don't have a computer, who have children in the home that are school age, we make those computers available to them.
But you're not asking for the public to donate computers.
No, no. In fact, we really don't have the capacity to handle that. In other words, if somebody were to donate a computer to us, we really wouldn't be able to handle it. The city handles all of that for us, and then the Downtown Optimist clean them up, and then we distribute from their facility.
Okay. If folks want to come to the trivia night, what do they do?
Give us a call or check us out online. There'll be information on our website, vacmo.org.
Okay. And the trivia night is?
February 8th.
All right. Best of luck, and congratulations again on wonderful work at Christmas.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Nick Foster, Voluntary Action Center. Then I turn to my friends from Capital City Players in Jeff City. We have Brandon Byes. Welcome, Brandon.
Hi, Paul.
And Ashton Botts. It's a pleasure to have both of you here. Brandon, you are directing next show that opens, just a couple of days from now?
Yeah, January 10th.
And it's called Spring Awakening?
Spring Awakening.
What is it about?
We're very excited about it. It's a new contemporary show. Actually, it's based on a play written back in the late 1800s, back in Germany. And they've actually made it in 1990. They rejuvenile it and made it to a contemporary musical. Mm-hmm. And it's basically based on, in Germany, the actual play that was written is the original actors, or the original characters. And what they've done is it has to do with coming of age. Mm-hmm. It's a new age musical, but it's coming of age of characters learning their sexuality, identities. It has to do with what we deal with today, like brutality of kids, you know, trying to find themselves.
Is this an adult-only production?
It is. It's mostly hitting our teenage base. I would say teenage is probably where we start out because it has to do with puberty and kind of growing up, you know, coming of age. Nothing below anything of, it's definitely PG-13.
Okay.
But staying around the 20s and, you know, of course, of
right.
All
so
ages.
So for this production, you don't want to bring young kids.
That's correct. That's correct.
It's called Spring Awakening, and you have the leading lady with us.
We do.
Today.
We do.
It's Ashton, welcome.
Thank you.
Now tell me about your character.
Well, my character's name is Vendla Bergman, and her life growing up, she's wanted to know, you know, where do babies come from, and how do I, you know, see myself in this world? And her mother, and also most of the adults in the show, want to keep everything, you know, very hush hush. We don't talk about these things, and so it's up to her and the other young people in the show to find these things out for themselves, mm-hmm. and that gets them into situations that may not be the greatest for them, but it's a great lesson that the audience can take away with and have those conversations with their own children about the things that happen in life.
So is there comedy in this production?
It's strictly, I mean, it's, I would say there's definitely funny parts in it because I think when
But it's not a comedy per
it
se.
It is not a comedy per se. There's definitely, you know, growing up and finding oneself is funny at times. And there are several characters that are humorous because it is funny, you know, trying to find yourself. But it's very, very, you know, it's got some heavy stuff in it. And it's just the music is what really drives this show. Because even though it's set in the late 1800s, when they go into song, it really brings back into a rock style environment to where, okay, now we're in the 20th century when they express themselves.
Okay.
So when they express those, you can really relate to them on nowadays versus, and then when the song's over, it goes back into their style of living.
Is that a difficult show to do?
It is very difficult. You know, we're probably the first one in the mid-Missouri I know of that we're doing it.
Okay.
In mid-Missouri.
So you open on January 10th, 2 days from today.
That's correct.
And if you've not been down there, you have dinner?
We have a dinner theater.
Dinner
that's
and,
right.
and the production.
That's
and then
right.
on Sunday, it's a...
It's a matinee, and the doors open at 1 o'clock. We seat, and actually, it's 12:30 on the matinees, but ticket line 681-9012.
Okay, 573-681-9012. 9012, and as we always say, the operators are standing by right now to take your calls. If you get a busy signal, hang up and try again.
That's right. And 1200 Linden Drive.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much. Are you running 2 weeks?
We're running 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay.
Yeah, that's opening... January 10th, and then the following Thursday is January 17th.
Okay. So you open 2 days from today, January 10th. Thank you so much
thank
for coming
you,
by, Brandon.
Thank you, bud.
And Ashton, thank you. And Brandon, we mentioned you clogged on our Pepper and Friends show 32 years ago.
I did.
You were just a
You're
little
You're telling my age. That's right.
Thank you. Let's see. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio's Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition. If you have any ideas, something you'd like to hear, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.